Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, happy Thursday, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And for those of you who are in the L.A. area, our calling number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including the population here in the absolutely beautiful, sunny, but yes, we're getting a little bit of a taste of winter, Silicon Valley, the toll-free number is 877-697-9725. So if you'd like to call in with a question or a comment, or you can log into our chat room where producer Kina is very ably manning the chat room. Now, normally afterwards I go into the chat room, but today we will not be able to. There's something that's come up that I will have to take care of. And, well, in order to be in balance, I'm going to have to hold off on that. So if there's anybody who has a question or comment, you can go ahead and email it to me, and I will either get back with you offline or I will contact you through the email. And that is Healing House Radio, all word, one word, and at healing-house.com. So today we're talking about, I called today's episode Balance All the Way, you know, kind of a spoof on the holidays, Jingle All the Way. And there is very little in our lives that can create more opportunities for imbalance than the holidays. Now understand, and you know, we've talked about this before, based on what our body is telling us, because our bodies are still in a part of the rhythm of the natural world. And in the natural world, this is a time of really going into that place of being quiet. It's about going into that place of not, you know, having a lot of activity. We also retain fat more, you know, what we eat will go convert to fat just because it's our body's instinct saying, okay, we have to buckle down for the winter and we want to make sure that we have enough fat stores. So the body tends to hold on to more fat at this time of the year, which oddly enough, this is a time where a lot of people are freaking out over what they weigh because they've got all these parties to go to. So our bodies are telling us things should be quiet and calm. And they're usually nothing but because we're working and we're shopping and we're, you know, dealing with family and relatives and we've got guests coming in or we're going out to go see somebody else. And it goes into that place of, sorry for just a second, I experienced a technical difficulty where we aren't able to be in connection with the, you know, the, just that soft side of ourselves. And that's really important. It really is necessary for us to be able to say, you know what, I know that, you know, I've got all this stuff to do, and what about me? What do I need during this time? And how can I take care of myself best so that I have the energy to take care of other people? It is really tough sometimes to say no, because saying no means that there could be bad consequences to it. And when the time comes that saying no is the most healthy thing for you, saying no lets you be in integrity with yourself. And it allows you to be in balance. Now, we talk about balance on a body, mind, and spirit level. Let's talk about balance in the body. When we're rushing around and when things are in that situation where, you know, you've got a million things to do, you're eating as you can, and then you're going to parties and you're eating, you know, some stuff that, you know, maybe is a little bit heavier and, you know, it's kind of weighing you down a little bit. It's very difficult to be in balance when you're not physically feeling comfortable. This is a time that we really need to work on understanding when it is that we need to back away from things, when we need to rest, when we need to maybe not take the second or third piece of pie, or if you've got three dinners and you're going and eating at all of them, which, believe me, I've been in that situation where you're invited to three different houses and they're all serving food, and by the time the evening is over, you know, it's just like, poke me with a fork, I'm done. It's important to listen to your body. Listen to it when, you know, you've been bending over wrapping gifts or you've been trying to clean the house desperately and your back starts to hurt. You need to pay attention to that because that's the first hint of going, okay, we need to rest. Don't get so wrapped up in what you're doing for other people that you go to the bottom of your priority list. In order to be there for everyone that you want to be there for, and, you know, and especially for those for whom this time of year is a really tough time, there's a lot of folks that go through a very difficult time between that, you know, Thanksgiving to after New Year's Day phase because, you know, a lot of really tough, hard stuff has happened. You know, maybe there's been family losses, maybe, you know, loss of a job, loss of a person, you know, just the important pieces in our lives sometimes go away from us. And having it happen at this time of the year is really hard because every year then becomes the reminder of it. If you're experiencing this, it can be especially tricky to stay in that balanced place because you can almost feel yourself sliding down into that downward spiral. There's also folks who have seasonal affective disorder, which I always thought it was interesting that it, you know, it breaks down to SAD, where due to the fact that there's not as much light, triggers a, you know, an emotional response. It triggers a physical response. People are very tired. They can be achy. They can, you know, be just not feeling as happy as everybody around them would like them to feel or as they think they should feel themselves. It's very easy to feel overwhelmed. All you want to do is crawl back into your cave. And it's a very difficult time for a lot of folks. So, you know, I don't put out there, it's like, well, just turn that frown upside down and go out and jingle all the way. Because sometimes it's very hard to do that. And I really want to honor and, you know, express true respect for each and every person who is going through a difficult time with this season. So while it may be tricky to stay in balance, depending on what are the things that are triggering imbalance in our lives, how can you stay as balanced as you can? It's not about staying in your happy place the entire time. It's more about being able to go there but not stay there. Go there but not pitch a tent. It is really a work sometimes to be able to say to yourself, okay, this moment frankly sucks. And I don't have a choice whether or not to be in it. So I will be in it for as long as I need to be. And then as soon as I can, I'm going to get out of it. So let yourself be genuine. Let yourself be authentic with what you're feeling, whether it's what you're physically feeling. Maybe physically all of a sudden you've got a horrible headache, but you've still got a bunch of stuff you need to do. Or you catch a cold, but you've still got stuff you need to do. You take priority. You are more important than those things that you have to do. You being able to feel well, as well as you can, allows you to do those other things. It's just, okay, you can't do them right now. And maybe there's some folks that you have to go see and you have to deal with, but you really, really don't want to for whatever reason, whatever story goes with it. You know what? Really take a look at whether or not you have to deal with them. And if you do, how can you put that into something that empowers you? It's like, okay, I have to, you know, we call it famblegation. You've got a famblegation to go and see, you know, your aunt or your uncle, or, you know, go by and have the house full of family members, and there's one or two that maybe it's not such a happy time with. Okay, if you decide, and by your own choice, say, okay, I acknowledge that I have choice, and I choose to do this because, you know, I want family peace, or, you know, I do feel that I'm obligated to this. How can it happen in a way that it is the least uncomfortable for you? Sometimes it means, okay, I will go, but I will stay for exactly 2 hours. Or if that's too much, I will stay for 1 hour. I'll wait until I will tell them that I can't make it there for the dinner, but I will come by afterwards. And I will, you know, say hello and be social. So, you know, there are ways of working your way around it that allow you to make the best of it. Or in the absolute perfect world, it's, you know what, I cannot make it. And I will, you know, I will send out emails, or, you know, I will give you a call. We'll get together after the holidays. And leave it at that. This is about finding that balance point. Yes, there's the family obligation, famblegation. You can use that if you like. I didn't create it, but somebody said it to me, but, you know, it's a perfect phrase, famblegation. And if you view your life as one famblegation to another, that's not a lot of fun. That's not very balancing. You cannot be in balance if you always go with what somebody else wants or needs. You've got to be able to say, you know what, for this particular afternoon, yes, I will go to, you know, this function, you know, maybe it's a work party. I will go to this function. I will make the best of it. I will have as good a time as I can. I will leave as quickly as I can. And then I'm going to give myself the next day after that completely for me. The holidays do not have to be one thing after another, unless you want it to be. Decide which of the things can be let go. Decide what it is that you are willing to, you know, maybe even take a little slack for. And that's a lot better than to put yourself in a situation where one thing after another is just tearing you down. Because then you go into that downward spiral. And then nothing is fun, and nothing is good, and you don't find joy in anything. And it starts to leak out, and it starts to affect the people around us. I have had holidays where I honestly felt, you know what, I really don't want to see anybody. I just want to stay in my cave. I want to be alone, and that is how I need to nurture myself right now. And I've done it. And occasionally it's like, well, you know, I mean, you know, if somebody's expecting me, I would call and let them know. It's like, you know what, I really don't feel up to coming over. And if anybody gives you, once you say, I really don't feel up to coming over, and somebody starts giving you stuff, it's like, you know what, you don't need to play that particular game. That is a very polite way of saying, I don't feel up to coming over. Honor that. Please, at least a couple of times. Maybe you can't do it for everybody, but choose at least a couple of things that you can say, you know what, I really don't need to do that. And I can take care of myself. I can nurture myself. This is a huge time of year that, you know, a lot of people are dealing with grief, with, you know, the loss of a loved one. And whether it's a person, a pet, or, you know, or whatever, that is real and that needs to be honored. Take that time for yourself, or encourage somebody else to take that time for themselves. If you know somebody who just seems as strung about, as tight as they can be strung, and they need some time off, say, you know, hey, why don't you and I get together and watch a movie? I'll bring over a pizza. And you and I can just hang out. We can sip some hot chocolate and, you know, we'll watch a goofy movie together. And there's, no, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. It's like, you know what? You know, no, you don't. We don't got to do much of anything. We got to breathe. We've got to ingest food. We've got to ingest water. We've got to maintain our body temperature and our pH. Pretty much almost everything else is optional. And, you know, yeah, there's consequences for it. And sometimes you need to choose yourself. Sometimes you need to choose to be able to just sit back and relax and remember what it was like when you enjoyed holidays, which for most of us, that went back into childhood, and it was just sitting around waiting for the Charlie Brown Christmas special to come on. Or, you know, the Norelco Santa scooping over the snow, and that was like my favorite commercial. Or, you know, just being, you know, sitting quietly and listening to Christmas music, you know, turning off all the lights so you just see the Christmas tree lights. And just being and appreciating what it is that you've been through all year, what it is you're looking forward to in the next year, closing out some of those emotional pieces. You know what? I didn't get everything done, but these are the things that I did get done, and these are the things that I learned, and these are the things that I got out of this year. This is a time for introspection. It's that last bit, you know, the winter solstice is coming up. And in many traditions, and, you know, especially the Druidic tradition, the winter solstice is the time to release what it was that didn't work, to learn what it was that you were, you know, go back over the stuff you learned, to release any guilt that you've got holding on to what didn't get done, and look forward to setting the plans into motion for the new year. That is a very important time because in a lot of these cultures, a very long time ago, there was nothing else to do during the winter months but sit around and think. You know, all the food was stored up and all the animals were, you know, packed in and taken care of, and you maybe had to go out into the snow to check on them and feed them. But other than that, it was, you know, just a lot of time of sitting and reflecting. And it's not about playing let's beat ourselves up for all the stuff we didn't accomplish. It's about, you know what? You know, I made a few hits. I made a few misses. Here's what I got out of it. And I'm going to take all that stuff I learned, and I'm going to set my, you know, start setting into motion my blueprint for what's going to be coming up, what I want to hit the ground running on next year. But you can't do that if you're still holding on to all that stuff that really doesn't serve you. That's not how you stay in balance at this time of the year. It's not about reminding yourself all the stuff that you didn't do well or that you didn't lose the weight that you were going to lose, you swore you were going to lose, you know, at the beginning of the year, and, you know, you were going to wear that, you know, that really cool-looking outfit, and everybody was going to say, you know, oh, my gosh, you look great. Well, you know what? Some of us did not accomplish that. That doesn't mean that we failed at anything. It just means that that was one of the things we didn't get to. And you take it like that. And if there's a party going on or something going on that you really don't feel up to, that's just another one of those things that you didn't get to. The world doesn't end because you choose to take some time out for you. It may, you know, and sometimes some of us get a little upset that the world doesn't end when we're not there to manage it. But see, that's on us. That's not the world saying, hey, I demand your attention. That's us saying, I don't think that things can be managed without me, so, you know, the world needs me too much. My family needs me too much. You know what? If you caught a tremendous head cold and couldn't, I mean, like one of those just lay in the bed and be sick head colds, and somebody else had to make dinner, or somebody else had to go and deliver Christmas presents, they would. The world can happen very nicely without us, you know, for a little bit. People can move on and do the things that they need to do and deliver things that maybe we can't in that moment do, because we do it all year long. You can take some time for yourself. You can relax. Trust that if something doesn't get done, oh well. It's okay. But if you really want to be able to enjoy the holidays, find some enjoyment in yourself. Find enjoyment in the quiet moments as much as, and you know what? Some of you may say, it's like, you know what, Dr. Eileen, you're nuts. I love parties. I love going from one house to another, and I love the rushing. I love this. I love, you know, and all of the excitement and the energy. And some people do. And I mean, God bless you. I love it for you. So if your way of being in balance is to be rushing from one place to another, and that's honestly what, you know, really gets you in your place of joy, go for it. Pack your, you know, your schedule up to the eyeballs and schedule those 5 parties on Christmas Day, and then plan on, you know, taking a trip to the mall the next day in order to do the shopping while people are returning stuff. If that works for you, if that creates balance in you, do it. If it doesn't, figure out what does. Figure out what it is that in your heart you know will bring you a little window of peace. And yes, the window has to come in between all the rush stuff and all the crazy and all of that. And you deserve it. You've earned it. And when people decide they want to play the conductor on the crazy train and, you know, want to, because this is also a great time of year for family gossip, people getting together, and, you know, and if that's not your thing, then just kind of bow out of it. When it starts up, when the family paradigms start up that create discomfort and imbalance, you don't have to make a big stink out of it. You don't have to get all wigged out. You just need to go, you know what? Hold that thought. I have to go over somewhere else. And, or, you know what? I've got this other place I need to be, so, you know, I'm going to run, but, you know, great catching up again. You can just step out of the situation. Just subtly fade back. And go do what it is that you need to do. For everything that you're going to that you really don't want to go to, schedule one thing that is going to be all yours, a quiet moment, or, you know, for me, I actually enjoy going to malls on Christmas Eve and later on Christmas Eve, because pretty much everybody there knows you're all there at the last minute. But I just like to watch the people, and I wear this big Santa hat, and usually I'm walking through the mall singing the Christmas carols with the music, and people look at me and smile and, you know, may think I'm a little nuts, but, you know, and then some of them start singing too. Because it just creates that, that's something that relaxes me. And most people cannot figure out, it's like, oh my gosh, you want to go to malls on Christmas Eve? It's like, yeah. Because, you know, ever since I was a child, I loved seeing all the things lit up and all the Christmas decorations and, you know, hearing the Christmas music and just walking along and just being in it. And a part of me goes back to when I was little. So that brings me balance. And whatever it is that brings you balance, find it, least visit it a little bit. Every once in a while, take a time out, take a day off, and say, you know what? I need some me time. And relax. Let somebody else do the dishes. Or, you know what? Maybe the people get their gifts delivered on the 28th instead of the 25th. Let yourself nurture yourself. Take care of yourself in the same way that you would take care of others. Cut out a little time for you. That is one of the best ways to stay balanced through these festive and very high energy times. Figure out what works and then make it happen, at least for a little bit. To be self-focused the entire Christmas season, I mean, if you want to, go for it. But if you go into at least allowing yourself to be near the top of your priority list, the top of your gift list, give yourself the gift of some time off. So I want to thank everyone for joining me on yet another Thursday. And like I said, we won't be opening up the chat room afterwards because we have to, producer Kina and I have an errand that we have to run, that we choose to run. And so we will be back next week, next Thursday, and I will be available in the meantime on the email address, which is healinghouseradio@the-healing-house.com. You could also reach me by email at dr.b.r.eileen@the-healing-house.com. And we're in the process of updating the website, but if you would like to know more about me, that's where you go. So in the meantime, I wish each and every one of you a blessed beginning to your holiday season, no matter what your belief, your work, your way is. I wish a blessed one for you. And I really hope that each and every one of you find some time to take time for yourself, at least a little bit, and then get up and go out and serve the world from it every once in a while. Figure out, does it really need to happen now? And does it really need to be you to make it happen? If it can wait, let some stuff wait. And remember to be kind to yourself. If you're going through a difficult or challenging period, get help. Contact someone, please. There are many, many websites and free numbers for people, you know, that you just need somebody to talk to help you through a tough place. If you need somebody to listen to you, if you're going into some type of a personal crisis and it's really hard, do not sit by yourself. Call someone. There are people and agencies out there to help you. Make sure you do that because that's a big part of taking care of yourself. So, blessings to you all. We'll be back next Thursday at 2 o'clock California time. If you're listening in archives and you have a question or comment, please feel free to email me and we can talk about it on the next show. And if you have a particular topic you'd like me to cover, please feel free to let me know. And if you'd like me to come wherever you are and, you know, do a talk, let me know that. I love to travel. So, care, be blessed, and enjoy. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Bye-bye.